Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Author, speaker, professor, Leslie Shore is here, ladies and gentlemen. A great member of our Brain Trust. She's the owner of Listen to Succeed, and she's a communications expert and an expert in the area of millennial boomer communication, helping those folks work together. And she's here today to talk to us about men and women communicating better. What a job that is. She's got her wagon loaded with that. And I know a lot of you people out there are saying, especially with me, and of course, as I said earlier in the previous segment, this visit could be fraught with peril, but I think Leslie is capable of maybe being kind to me today. I'm hoping she is. Leslie, sure. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, I will always be kind to you.
It's good to have you back, Leslie. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me tackle this subject. So, some things in the news recently, and we can touch on them, but I don't want to dwell on them, have touched off a little bit of a I won't call it a firestorm, but maybe just a debate, an increased debate on the phenomenon, and this headline calls it a universal phenomenon of men interrupting women. What say you?
What say I is that it has been going on for a long time, and the reason it's come to the forefront is that through the lovely technology of television, which we've had for a while, but the internet, which explodes things even further,
right,
is that we see some of these experiences that women are having, and we see it while it's happening. And I think what begins to become clear is that why is it that men feel perfectly fine interrupting women, where when men are doing the same type of conversing or asking questions of someone, they are not interrupted.
Let me ask you a question, and I mean this. I mean this very sincerely, not the least. I'm just going to say it like I feel it. When a man interrupts another man, the second man might not let that person interrupt him. Sometimes when men interrupt ladies, they demur, they back off because he sounds more aggressive. He's maybe acting a tad bit aggressive, not threatening, but aggressive in the communication. Sometimes women will just sort of tune down, so to speak.
And there's a reason for that, Jim.
And so is that wrong? If a guy doesn't mean to interrupt, but they're just having a conversation, and the lady sort of says, "Well, I don't want to talk about it in this way."
And here is where two things. Men, in terms of their conversation, what they do is they report. The reason for conversation,
right, we tell
is
stories.
To report out.
We got A, B, C, D, and E.
Exactly. And
yeah,
bullet pointed. And
exactly.
Quick.
I do it all the time.
Yep. And women converse for rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
And men give content, women give context. And the reason men feel it's necessary, even though it isn't, even though men feel it's necessary to interrupt, is because they feel that they don't need the context.
I'm going to push back on you on the context while I'm interrupting you.
No,
and you can mark that down as one against me, ladies and gentlemen.
That's okay, I will not keep score. Okay. I do not do that.
You don't demur. I'm never worried about you demurring, Leslie. So,
oh, that's for
so,
sure.
So anyway,
so women do demur.
I disagree with you on the context thing because when I talk to women. And I say women. I don't mean all women. I'm just saying, for example, my wife and I will be talking. That's my safe harbor right now because I can do something to get out of that doghouse. But But when I talk to my, sometimes my wife will tell me something, and I'll say, honey, I need context. Where's this? Tell me what world we're starting out in here. She won't tell me. See, that with a guy, when a guy talks to you, he says, we're going to talk about engines, and an engine has a carburetor. You know what I mean? We give you context, and then we give you the bullet points.
I love the fact that you're saying that, and yet that context that you're giving is actual kind of thesis statement content.
Yes.
Okay. And
that's
the context
think.
That I'm talking about with women, and again, this is wonderful, the different ways that women and men look at things is, what is it that I need to do in terms of this conversation to create rapport mm-hmm. with the person I'm talking mm-hmm. to? And that takes time, Jim.
And that works perfectly with most other women.
Yes.
But it doesn't work well with men.
Well, guess what? I'm glad you and your wife have a good thing going on, and you must have some communication rules in place for yourself.
In the end, I say yes, ma'am.
You've been married a while, haven't you?
Of course, yes.
Yes.
Not my first goat roping. Seriously. So now let's come back to venue. Let's talk about venue, okay? Because you know there's men women communication in a romantic situation, and they're married, they're dating, you know, whatever they're doing. And then there's the professional setting, because I do believe those are different worlds that have to be discussed differently, don't you?
And I would agree with you, because what happens in the business situation is that men who interrupt sometimes do not realize how they are being seen by others.
Right.
And others who get interrupted can start feeling insignificant, mm-hmm. can start feeling less than. And if you have someone on your team that feels that way, morale becomes affected.
Can I throw the alternate out there? People, I'll just use that word, people
yep.
who don't get to the point, other people feel like their time is being wasted. Is that safe? Is that fair to say?
Okay. Other people feel
like their time is being wasted if somebody doesn't get to the point in a meeting.
Yes, and I would agree.
However, we're going to come back, folks. I'm only going to need a Band-Aid. No major surgery from all this. Lesson Shore, I need your website, please.
ListenToSucceed.com.
Say it again.
ListenToSucceed.com.
Check it out, folks. Her beautiful face is right there on the homepage. And all the things that she does, you'll like it. You'll thank me later. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.